日的经文是记载在诗篇133篇。看啊，弟兄和睦同居是何等地善，何等地美，这好比打贵重的油绕在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟，又好比黑门的金露降在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。 Psalm 133 in English. Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. It is like the precious oil on the head running down on the beard, on the beard of Aaron, running down on the color of his robes.It is like the dew of Hermon, which falls on the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord has commanded the blessing, life forevermore.
今天早上
This morning,
我们中英联合崇拜
We have joined Chinese and English worship.
我们很高兴有华荣光牧师在我们当中来到去分享神的信息。
It's our pleasure to have Reverend Mark Edwards to share the message with us.
华牧师呢是我们这个的英文堂那位聘牧即是申请人。牧师申请人职位的申请人。
Mark is an applicant to be our A new English pastor.
他是宣教士很长时间。
He has been a missionary for a long time.
特别在台湾、中国的地方有很多年这个的服侍的机会。
Spending many years serving in Taiwan and mainland China.
然后几年前回到美国也是做牧会的工作。
Few years ago, came back.To pastor churches in the States.
如果要詳細認識他
If you want to know him in more details,
記得今天留下吃飯
Remember to stay for lunch.
你可以盡情來到去了解
You can take all the opportunity to understand him.
我們請華牧師
Reverend Mark.
It's a pleasure for us to join you today to meet new brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe some of you have heard of the famous English paraphrase of the Bible called The Message. It was written maybe 20 years ago by a man by the name of Eugene Peterson.
可能你都聽過幾十年前咧，有一位嘅作者，佢係重新嚟到剪譯呢個聖經嘅，佢個名就叫做彼得神。
In another place, he wrote the quote that you see on the wall behind me. Living together in a way that evokes a glad song of Psalm 133 is one of the great and arduous tasks before God's people, for Christ's people. Sorry. That quote reminds us that unity is something that we all long for. And yet we know how easily relationships strain and churches fracture and good intentions turn into suspicion or disappointment. And when instincts begin to crack, when unity begins to crack, that's when our human nature kicks in.
When
We negotiate, we clarify, we appeal to loyalty.
我们试图来解释，来澄清，我们都希望有合一。
Psalm 133 steps into that reality.
但是在这个现实的面前，But
instead of giving us a plan, though, it begins with one word, a single word that slows us down.
他提供我们不是一些技巧，而是一个非常好的字眼。
Behold.
看啊。
Behold.
看啊。
Before we act, we are invited to look. And before we start working, before we strive, we're asked to recognize.
我们作出行动之前，我们先要来到厘清，是必须要看啊，要睇。
So unity in Christ isn't something we produce, we don't make it. Rather, it's something that we receive. So the way I look at this morning's psalm is that there are three main points. And the first point is exclaim.
今天看诗篇133篇，我们有三点，其中第一点就是呼喊。Psalm
133 doesn't argue towards unity, rather it announces it, it proclaims it.
与其是建立一些论点，它是给我们一个呼吁。
And even though the original scriptures only use the word brother, I think today it's okay for us to add in the word sisters as well. So unity, according to the Lord, is both good and it's pleasant.
根据神的意思，这个合一或者和睦共处是善。
It's something which God intends for us, His people, to enjoy. It's not about all of us being the same. It doesn't deny diversity and difference. Rather, it is relational, not mechanical. And did you notice when we read that psalm, being united isn't a command. God isn't scolding us. You must be unified. Rather, the psalmist is saying, look and see how good it is when it happens. There's a saying which it's very true in churches all over America, all over the world, and that saying is, hurt people, hurt people.
美国的教会都是讲到遭受伤害的人会伤害人。Has
anybody here ever been hurt or maybe hurt somebody else?
有没有人受过伤害？你有没有伤害过人呢？
Most divisions in churches and even in denominations, they don't believe with serious academic biblical disagreements. They On one level, they just begin with people not being able to get along with each other. And when hurt isn't named or isn't healed, it doesn't just disappear. It leaks, it gets magnified. And the assumptions that we make about other people get they're hardened.
我们对人的印象是越来越硬心。
Sometimes something little that could have been resolved with just a simple conversation will get bigger and bigger and bigger. And by the time unity is threatened, wow, we're already reacting. Things have exploded. So the good news from God is that Psalm 133 doesn't give us a bunch of techniques or ways to manage in order to achieve unity. Rather, it gives us a vision for the unity which come to us from God. So that leads us to the second part of the psalm, which has to do with descent, unity flowing downward. So I think in both most of our English Bibles as well as the Chinese Bible I was reading last night, the word is kind of like flow. But as I was reading last night, I realized it's not really flow, it's just coming down. And in verse 2, we read one of two metaphors, and it has to do with the oil. The consecrating oil that flows down on Aaron. There are four things I think that matter. First of all, the oil doesn't proceed from Aaron, rather it flows down upon him. So unity doesn't flow forth from leadership or from skill or consensus. Rather, it flows down upon us from the Lord. And thirdly, do you think it was just a little bit of oil? No, the oil was abundant. And though Aaron is just one man, he represents all of the people. So what God gives spills outward. And did you notice the direction matters? The oil runs down, the dew comes down. I think of other Bible stories like the story of the Tower of Babel, where people try to build that unity, it's upward. But the unity which comes from God flows downward. So that's the oil. Let's talk for a moment about the dew. Dew descends from Mount Hermon, is what this verse tells us. And Mount Hermon was in the far, far north of Israel, really close to Syria. And it was a tall mountain, 2,800 meters, more or less. And it was covered by snow most of the year. I know that talking about snow now is not a topic we enjoy. I'm ready for it to go away.
I know that talking about snow now is not a topic we enjoy.
But Mount Zion was in the south of Israel, and it wasn't a tall mountain, and it was in a much drier climate. So that dew being there on Mount Zion would have been a miracle. And it refreshes what would otherwise dry out. So unity for you and me happens when we are under the flow of the unity of the blessing which God is pouring out. And that leads us to the third and last part of the psalm, a settled blessing. The psalmist says, "For there the Lord has commanded the blessing." So there doesn't refer to our strategy or our way of handling things. It's not about our effort or how hard we try. Rather, there tells us the place where we can be to receive God's blessing. So it's supernatural. And the blessing isn't commanded to the people, rather it's commanded by the Lord. So unity isn't wages, it's not something we work for, it's all grace from start to finish. And look at that last word, it's forevermore, 永远. Last Christmas at my church, I shared a picture. It's one of my favorite works of art at Christmas. And you probably can't see it too clearly, but a little girl is holding her doll, but the boy in the back is crying because he was naughty, so he got a switch instead. But that's not the way God's grace works. And it's not even the way that picture works, because in the back you can see Grandma reaching out behind a curtain to pull out a gift for the crying boy. But we like to make the Christian life turn into something that's related to works, not gifts. But Psalm 133 reverses that logic. It turns it on its head. In the New Testament, Jesus prays for unity. And likewise, Paul tells us to keep the unity, not to create it. So the good news is that if we're in Jesus Christ, unity already exists. What an important reminder when you see people from different political extremes fighting against each other. So, a question that comes to my mind then, well, if it's all grace, then where does obedience fit in?
咁我就提出呢個問題啦。如果一切都係已經存在，已經係俾我哋嘅，咁我哋咪唔需要嚟到信報。
Because Psalm 133 never commands, try harder, try harder, try harder.
所以呢度唔係講話要信報咧，就係努力、努力、再努力。
Rather, it exclaims, "Behold!"
佢反而佢係提醒我哋。
I don't know about you, but I can't make the oil or the dew flow down. Can anybody here do that? So our obedience doesn't produce the unity, but it allows us to receive it.
So obedience doesn't produce unity, but it allows us to receive it.
When we're disobedient, we can step out from under the unity or step away from it. So what God calls us to do is to remain under it. And the good news for those of us who trust in Jesus Christ is the oil flowed down on Aaron, right? But the oil originates from our Lord Jesus Christ. It flows out from Him.
So we 已經信靠耶穌嘅人嚟講，我哋知道冇錯，呢啲油膏係喺阿倫嘅身上流嘅，但係佢嘅來源係來自神佢自己。
It flows from Christ and to His people.
由基督係流向佢嘅百姓。
So as we close, think again about that image of dew.
所以我哋要想一想呢個甘露嘅圖像。
It's a gift that arrives quietly, but it leaves life in its wake.
佢係悄悄嘅嚟到流出嚟，使到我哋生命得著改變。
There's a Chinese saying that as the oil flows down upon Aaron's head, it comes forth from the Messiah, but there is a Chinese saying that says, timely rain and sweet dew, and everything grows. And that image became particularly vivid for me a few years ago when I was church planting in the westernmost remote part of Taiwan. Because the area in which I was living was an agricultural community. And among the Christians I knew, songs and prayers, even popular songs, often spoke of dew. And I don't think that was by coincidence. It's because when they stepped out of their doors, when they're working in the field, you could touch the dew, you could feel the dew, you could see the dew. If you were barefoot, you could touch the dew, you could feel it with your feet. And so the dew is sort of a natural metaphor for you and for me to remind us that God doesn't force His grace upon us. Rather, He allows us to receive it. So in Taiwan, in the Taiwanese language, Hakka language, people also speak of rain and dew nourishing. And there's another saying that talks about receiving the grace of rain and dew. And yet another one, rain and dew are from heaven. So all of these remind us that these blessings flow down to us from above. I think it's so neat that there are ladies in the church whose names are Blessing and the rain of grace and the rain of prosperity. So these are all blessings that remind us. You know, we sing the doxology, praise God from whom all blessings flow. So what do we do? How can we apply this to us going forth today? For me, as I was looking at home at this psalm, I was thinking that it reminds us that community extends beyond the worship hour. So Christian community isn't just something we experience for 45 minutes or an hour a week or a couple of times a month. It's a lifestyle. It's a community beyond the worship hour. And you know what? It's not tested when we're singing songs together. It's tested when we have disagreements. And in spite of the disagreements, we stay together. It might seem crowded standing under this rain that's falling from above. We're all crammed in together, right? Seems crowded. We want to have some space. So we resist that by not saying things like, we don't want to remember somebody for their worst moment or their strongest opinion. So our unity deepens when we walk toward that person instead of walking the other way. Our unity deepens when we choose that harder conversation instead of avoiding it. Of course, that doesn't just give us freedom to say the first thing that comes into our mouths, right? We speak the truth in love. So worship gathers us, and shared life stretches us. And that may not be glamorous, it may be quite ordinary, but that is how we receive the blessing of unity. So unity is not like these ropes which kind of keep us forced in staying together, and it's not like those bricks which once you put them in place you can never move them. Rather, the unity is flexible and it's relational. And when we receive that unity, then it reshapes how we live together.
We
使我哋知道點樣能夠正確嘅和睦同居。
What God freely gives us in Jesus Christ is far, far better than anything we could manufacture ourselves.
神喺基督裏邊白白賜俾我哋嘅，係遠勝一切我哋自己能夠製造。
Would you pray with me?
我哋一同祈禱好嗎？
Lord, your word tells us that the world will recognize us as your people by the way that we love one another.
主啊，你教導我哋，世界世人認得喺我哋裏邊認得你，因為我哋係我哋所行嘅，佢哋可以得到見證。
The old traditional hymn goes, and they'll know that we are Christians by our love.
詩歌裏面都唱到，世人都因為我哋彼此相愛而認出你。
So we pray for our country, Lord, and we pray that you would manifest unity in our country, and that you would do that through our lives and through the life of your church and other churches.
主啊，我哋為我哋國家祈禱，求你俾我哋國家能夠合一，通過我哋所做嘅，通過教會所做嘅。
We confess, Lord, our sin as we participate in the fractures around us.
我哋承認有時候社會嘅撕裂，我哋都係有份參與。
Let us instead mirror the love of God which you pour down on us in Jesus.
我哋成為我哋唔係話。我们很多时候不是在一面镜子里反映基督的爱。
Empower us to live differently.
主啊，我们求你是加力加恩，叫我们能够活好，好好的活。
We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们祈祷奉救主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.